Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I have not flown a plane since the pandemic. I don't know if any of you guys have. I heard the experience was not that bad. Many of you got to sit in a row where the middle seat wasn't taken, which, oh my gosh, people pay extra for that. Some of you flew early on in the pandemic when there was plenty of seats and you felt like you had the whole plane to yourselves. And then some of you got to see some drama, got some in-flight entertainment. And unfortunately, this drama wasn't kind of the cool sort of drama. It was seeing a family with a kid whose kid wouldn't wear the mask, and you see the family getting kicked off the flight. Or you see an autistic kid fight with their mom about having something cover their face. And autistic children do not want to cover their breathing apparatuses. Remember, autistic children are pretty smart. And an autistic child and the family getting kicked off the flight. The other day there was a gentleman, a black gentleman, who had his mask. He had his mask, was sitting in the A rows. He said he spent extra money for them. And the video is catching him getting kicked off the flight because of the mask. I'm not sure if maybe it was a little bit below the nose, but he's getting kicked off. Everybody in the plane, by the way, the plane appeared pretty crowded. No 6 foot or 3 foot social distancing. I mean, it was a crowded plane, and they just quietly watched somebody get kicked off a plane for a mask issue when he wore the mask. Now we have a case in Baltimore where a gentleman was eating Twizzlers, and he was eating Twizzlers on a plane. Had a mask, but he was eating Twizzlers. He got kicked off. Why? Because apparently there was a rule that if you were eating, you had to take off the mask, eat, put it back on. So he took off the mask to eat, and because he didn't put it back on, he's going to kick off a flight. Now, some people would be like, all right, well, you know, that's their fault. You know, they should have read the rules. But I kind of look a little bit beyond that. If I had to get somewhere to work or go and see a sick family member, it's usually when I fly, it's either for work or to see a sick family member, and I had to take a medication, and I pulled down my mask to drink water and, let's say, take a medication. I don't know, my vitamin D, my estrogen, who knows, okay? And somebody said, sorry, you're off. And there's no trial. There's no way to defend yourself. I mean, even you have witnesses. And sorry, you took off the mask when you should have had it on while drinking. In between drinking, you had to wear the mask. You need to be kicked off the flight. And no one's going to help you because they're all scared to get kicked off the flight. I mean, this is stuff that you aren't supposed to be seen in this day and age. But here we are in the year 2021, and you have people in power, whether it's a flight attendant, the airline, whether it's a school, whether it's whatever, and they can kick you out or they can prevent you from, you know, going where you need to go, even though you had the mask, even though you thought you were following the rules. All these people involved are like, but I was doing the rules. I was wearing the mask. What do you want from me? And nobody's there to help them. Nobody's going to say anything because they don't want to get kicked off the flight. There was, I guess, an Alaskan state representative. She was wearing a mask. Somebody videotapes. The airline wouldn't let her on the plane because they said she was anti-mask. So she needed that. In Alaska, you don't have many airlines. And she needed to get to the to vote. I guess you need to get to the capital to vote. And they wouldn't let her get on the flight because of her attitude towards masks. Now, here's an issue. Okay, you know, I mean, we are a free country. And we are supposed to allow people to have certain opinions about things. You could like Biden, you might not like Biden. You might like Trump, you might not like Trump. You might think the mask isn't protecting you, you might think the mask is. But when we lose our ability to use transportation, when we lose our ability to have at least a trial, I mean, we're being, I don't know, what's the word for it? We're being judged and convicted, being kicked off a plane before having a right to defend yourself. Now, maybe these are just the cases we keep seeing in the news. Somebody kicked off flight because they're an autistic child. Somebody getting kicked off flight because a two-year-old wouldn't wear a mask. Somebody getting kicked off the flight because they ate Twizzlers. Maybe there are a lot of instances where the flight attendant is like, look, you know, your mask fell. Just can you put it back up? Because if somebody catches us on film, you know, we could look like we're not ensuring the rules and get in trouble. Where's this fear coming from? Everybody is afraid of somebody else. I mean, it's everybody's so fearful. We're not supposed to be living in a state of fear. And this isn't a fear about COVID. This is a fear of the state, of the airline entity. And I don't understand that. Now, mind you, airlines do have privately owned maybe citizens, and maybe it's not a public company, it's a private company, but don't they have to not discriminate? We're not supposed to discriminate on sex, race, creed. And these are people actually wearing masks. They want their kids to wear a mask, but you can't get your two-year-old to wear a mask. If any of you guys have ever had a two-year-old, I mean, I can't get my, you know, teenagers to wear pants. I'm like, grandma's coming over. That's right. I'm like, can you put a pair of pants on? They're boxers, Mom. Put a pair of pants on. I couldn't even imagine if I had my boys in this day and age trying to put a mask on them. Especially, you know, one was, you know, had, I don't know, if any of them had breathing issues and they were scared because traumatized because they had pneumonia, they're not going to want something over their mouth and nose. So if eating Twizzlers and not putting the mask on in between bites means you're going to get kicked off a flight, you need to have plan B, because there's a good chance a lot of us are going to get kicked off flights. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we are having a huge debate on how much we need to intervene, shall we say? I really don't like that term. How much the pro-vaccinated population needs to get involved with the not-so-enthusiastic population. And I really don't want to go there. I understand there's going to be huge education spent, you know, by the government to recommend the shot and recommend getting vaccinated. I totally understand why, as a physician. What's happening in India is pretty scary. But, again, I don't want people discriminated against. I mean, if we're having people thrown off a plane for their mask slipping down a little bit to their nose, then, what's going to happen if airlines do start to say, look, I need proof of vaccination? So it's definitely a very controversial topic. And so one of my Facebook followers, and by the way, you can follow me on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia, the Dr. Dahlia Show, or on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I'm even on Instagram. I think it's under Dahlia Wax instead of Dr. Dahlia. I forget. I need to look at that. But one of our Facebook listeners had asked, why are people making such a big deal about the Johnson & Johnson risk? Shouldn't we move forward with the vaccine when it comes to such a low number, like 6 and 7 million? So I want to correct him. It's been now about, I think, 16 total blood clots with the Johnson & Johnson, or 17 now. I think there was a gentleman in California where, again, very small number in cases. It was a male vaccine recipient, and there was another female vaccine recipient, both under the age of 60. And we've had a handful of these clot cases, which make people a little nervous. Not because so much of the numbers, that it's really, really rare, but because people don't find themselves the most lucky. See, we kind of did this with psychology. We did this to ourselves. For those people that really aren't excited about getting injected by something, that's our fault as society. Because we have, since day one, spoken against messing with your body. We have. I mean, I remember growing up, it was, don't be dyeing your hair, you could get exposed to chemicals. Don't be sticking, piercings in you, they could get infected. Don't be getting a tattoo because you could get hepatitis. Now, we've done a better job of making sure that tattoo, parlors do not spread infectious disease, and they now have very strict rules. With piercings, we do it as sterilely as possible, although many people do it to themselves and not too sterile. So, plastic surgery used to be considered, oh my gosh, they had something done. Now everybody's getting some sort of plastic surgery. So we've started to relax a little bit about having things done to ourselves, but we still tell people, don't be picking your pimples. Don't be trying to clean out your ears. Don't be picking your nose. Don't be, because you could be introducing pathogens. Don't touch your body. Don't touch yourself. Don't touch your eyes. Don't touch your... And then, in that same breath, we're like, okay, but get the vaccine. So, I trust vaccines. I trust the science behind them. But the average person may be like, well, what are you talking about? And then, in terms of, it won't happen to you. It won't happen to you. So, the blood clots, 17 blood clots in 8 million shots. Those are some pretty, pretty, pretty low odds. All right? But what's the average person thinking out there? They're thinking, well, I could win the lottery. I bought a lottery ticket. They want me to buy the lottery is a much more a risky investment, and they are advertising that we could win the Powerball. We could win the lottery. We're being told to not be outside playing a game if there's lightning because we could get struck by lightning. It can happen to us. I could become rich. I could discover the next Facebook, the next tech company. It could be me. I could win the sweepstakes. I could win bingo. I could win craps. I could put my money on black 17 and that roulette ball will land on black 17. We are over and over again inundated that it will be us. If the odds are in our favor, it's our time. I don't care how many times you put money into a Powerball or Megabucks or whatever. You're going to win. Do it again. You will win. Look at all these people who have won. They're regular average Joes like you and I. It will happen to you. So we're getting our lottery tickets. We're playing bingo. We're doing the sweepstakes. I have all these little Monopoly things from Albertsons I have to open up and put on a Monopoly board. I don't know. Why do I do it? Because I think I could win. I want to be that one in a million or that one in 30 million. Then we hear that there's a 1 in a million chance for you to get a deadly blood clot. But it's not going to happen to you. It's so rare. Oh, wait. You told me to go and get a lotto ticket. Wait a second. So, what? It's going to happen to me, right? I'll get the lottery ticket. I could get hit by lightning. I could get the blood clot. You know, same thing with COVID in general. I forget how minimal the percentage is of people actually getting COVID and dying. Its rate is still higher than any side effects of the vaccines, mind you. But it is still a low risk. You have, you still have a higher risk of other things out there. So if you're telling people that you have a low risk of getting COVID, but you could get it, you could get COVID. It doesn't matter how low the risk. We're telling them in the same breath, it doesn't matter how low the risk there is of a blood clot, but you don't have to worry. You won't get it. So this is on us. I mean, it's a very, very mixed message. So we're being told now that CDC is investigating 2 new cases of a rare severe blood clot that occurred alongside low platelets in Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine recipients, bringing total number to 17. CDC spokesperson told Fox News that 1 case of thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, which is where TTS is where you have so many little blood clots using up your platelets, your clotting factors. That happened in a male, then in a female as well. Not clear if the male patient was the same individual in California who was receiving treatment at University of California Medical Center. There was supposed to be, I believe, another male that might have had a clot. So investigations are ongoing. To protect patient privacy, CDC does not want to provide information about cases or adverse events after vaccines that might potentially identify patients. So the CDC lifted the temporary pause, and I think a lot of physicians were okay with that because they were like, look, it's a low risk, but it'll be interesting to see what the warnings are. There were no warnings. The CDC said, nope, it's fine. But we expected to be, guys? But this was the underlying theme. These people smoked, or these people were taking estrogen products, or these people had a family history, or they had a genetic tendency, like a factor 5 lead-in mutation. We didn't hear that. Now, is it because it takes kind of a long time? There was so much pressure to get the vaccine back out that it just took a long time, and they said, well, you know what, when we come up with the data, we will. Or is it that they couldn't find any underlying threat? They couldn't relate it to smoking. They couldn't relate it to a genetic predisposition. They couldn't relate it to a gene mutation. They couldn't relate it to hormone therapy. Now, because of HIPAA, we can't look ourselves. Man, I could do a spreadsheet in 5 minutes. Give me those cases. I got my Excel up, ready to go. Let me look at all their medical histories. Let me put it down, and boom, I'll graph it out, and I'll tell you guys what might be an underlying theme. But the reason why is, if, again, they say, yeah, some of these people smoked, well then, the millions of people who smoked might not get the vaccine. So they have to be very, very careful with their message. So I get it. It's just, it would have been nice. And I think we would have had more, people would have been more trusting of the government with this. I'd like people to get the vaccine. But, if they don't trust the government, there's not much I could say to change that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a recall vote this fall. The effort has 100,000 more signatures than needed to trigger the recall against Governor Newsom and his actions. To ensure election integrity in Arizona, ballot counters are working in Arizona to investigate voting irregularities in the 2020 presidential election. Democrats do not want the audit to go forward and have been trying to stop the integrity process. North Dakota has been designated a Second Amendment sanctuary state after Governor Doug Burgum on Monday signed a proclamation reiterating the state's support for gun rights as protected by the Constitution. Trackers are seeing more and more close calls between satellites as hundreds to thousands of small spacecraft could become junk themselves with any collision. Right now, NASA estimates there are hundreds of thousands of untrackable pieces of junk in orbit around Earth that threaten the operational satellites and even people in space. USA Radio News. The Kingdom is reporting a remotely piloted boat packed with explosives targeted the Saudi Arabia port of Yanbu in the Red Sea on Tuesday. The blast sent black smoke into the sky off the coast. Saudi Arabia claimed to have intercepted and destroyed the attack boat. However, some reports say commercial traffic near the port may have been hit in the assault. Some reports say the attack boat harassed a U.S. warship for 3 hours before breaking off and heading elsewhere. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet declined to immediately comment on the incident. Embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is reportedly taking over leadership of the weekly White House conference calls with the nation's governors about the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have both opted not to join. After a phone call between the United States and India leaders, the United States government says the AstraZeneca vaccines, up to 60 million doses, will be shared with India amid a catastrophic surge in cases there. The United States will also send oxygen, drugs, and supplies to manufacture vaccines to India. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to be talking about this in a little bit. Just some breaking news. The CDC has given their guidance, updated their guidance on being outdoors in public spaces and as it comes to masks. So we're going to give that to you as soon as it comes through. We got some this is breaking news on my show. Breaking news on my show is, will the government force you to cover up your breathing orifices when you're outside? You know, that's as excited as it gets, right? On my show. Well, you know, so the biggest, shall we say, concern that a lot of employees have right now is, one is, are they going to make the money they made pre-COVID? Is it kind of worth going back to work? Or are you going to make more money on unemployment? But then another concern is what is their boss's creed or acclivity towards the vaccine. Are they going to force it or not? And so we have little reports just kind of coming out, you know, and it all depends if the media covers it. If the media doesn't cover it, I don't get to hear about it. But we do have more and more places of work saying we're opening up, everybody get vaccinated. Now, we're going to see more of this in the hospital settings because the hospital settings are unfortunately where people are going to go if they have COVID. And while we're watching what's happening with India, which, by the way, they say there's a triple mutation variant, which is why in India they're grappling with so many cases. In the U.S., they're going to want to be a little bit more prepared for when, you know, unfortunately, it hits here. So there's apparently Houston Methodist president and CEO says 90% of employees have already been vaccinated, and the rest have to get their shot by June 7th, or they lose their job. And KHOU did a piece on a nurse who was willing to be fired. So Jennifer Bridges says she's just not ready to get the shot yet. Houston Methodist President and CEO Dr. Mark Boom said the hospital is the first in the United States to require its employees to get any of the three COVID-19 vaccines. 26,000 employees have until June 7th to get vaccinated. Bridges is among the 3,000 employees who still have yet to be vaccinated. Oh, I apologize. So, she might lose her job. Now, all Houston Methodist employees have been required to get a flu vaccine each year for the last decade. So, this isn't this isn't kind of new territory. Many hospitals have already kind of been the first to say, all right, look, guys, you want to work here, you got to get the vaccine. And the reason why it didn't become as controversial as people would think is because, well, they're hospital workers. So me, I mean, I'm a doctor, I get the flu vaccine, I get the COVID vaccine, just one of those things where, you know, I'm going to be around patients. You know, I'm not so much worried about me, but I'm worried about spreading anything from one patient to another, so I'll do it. Would I mandate everybody doing it? No, I don't like mandates. I don't like government having that much control. But some hospitals had already started to flirt with the, all right, everybody get a flu vaccine, because flu kills. Flu kills tens of thousands of people a year. They don't shut down the country, kick kids out of school, force people off a plane if their mask slips when it comes to flu, but they might now. Now the attitudes towards viruses have really changed because of coronavirus. But before pandemic, yeah, hospital said, look, we got to make sure you guys all got the flu vaccine. And another, from a selfish reason, is if the hospital starts having their employees become ill, they can't staff. They need to know their staff will show up and have all hands on deck. Me as a physician, I never required my staff to do it. I offered it for free if they wanted it, but I never wanted them to feel forced because I thought I could get sued if I did. I thought that could be a, you know, constitutional crime there, so I didn't want to force it. And I go, guys, whoever wants it, wants it. And only about a third wanted it. Not majority of people didn't want it. There's a lot more people that are not as excited about vaccines as we think, which is why we have to have very open conversations. So this is a nurse. She understands healthcare. She understands the risks. She's just not ready. Doesn't want to do it. So she might lose her job. Now, one of you had said that, oh, there is a deferral, around women who are pregnant. They say, we've also put in place a deferral for COVID that we don't have in place for the flu, and that's around women who are pregnant. So they're not going to force a pregnant woman to get it. Even though pregnant women are at higher risk of COVID-related illness, they're not going to, force it. So you're a business. You're an employer. What sort of, restrictions do you have? Well, we spoke about this. It depends on the laws and the lawyers who decide to come after you. If you have employees who feel you are not providing a safe work environment, they could sue you. If they feel you're discriminated against them by firing them because they have a medical condition, that could then fall under the ADA. It could fall under the Civil Rights Act. So you need to be very, very careful with your mandates. You need to allow outs. And lawyers will help you create those outs, because if somebody feels forced, yeah, they can't sue. On the flip side, an employer could be in trouble if they force somebody and then they're in a hospital with a blood clot. Now, workers' comp is supposed to cover it, and it looks like public opinion might protect the employer for now, but an employer is damned if they do, damned if they don't. And my guess is, I think this Houston hospital is seeing the writing on the wall, where I think they are preparing another wave of COVID coming. And I think they want, one, patients to feel that they could safely come, but two is they want their staff safe. They even said here, I apologize, it's our sacred obligation to care for our patients and keep them as safe as we possibly can. And really, as early as fall, we were telling our employees that we didn't know when, but that would eventually mandate the COVID vaccine, just as we mandate the flu vaccine. So a hospital needs to be staffed. They're going to want to make sure that their people come in and are there. And then if their staff gets sick, I mean, remember, look at also some of the other discussions. Some of the other discussions coming out of the Biden administration is hospitals are going to eventually have to pay for people to get the vaccine. They have to pay for their time off if they're having side effects of the vaccine. And if they're getting the two-shot one, they're going to have to do that twice. So I think a lot of hospitals are like, okay, get it now. That's why I think this June 7th, and I'm not trying to accuse them of something, but if you start to see some of these places of work going, okay, you know what, everybody get their vaccine now. Because otherwise they're going to be in a position where they have to pay. You see, this is why I told you where we got to be really, really careful with some of the progressive sort of legislations, or executive orders we're making, because in an attempt to quote unquote protect employees by allowing them to get paid time off if they're having the muscle aches and the fever from the shot, employers are going, whoa, 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 well, before that happens, guys, get it now, and we'll fire you if you don't. And then if that rule does come into play by next fall, they don't have to worry about it because everybody got a vaccine, and they refused employment to you if you weren't vaccinated. So here's a rule that's going to be very overbearing on a large corporation. They find a workaround, and the workaround actually restricts your rights even more. So that's what happened there. I mean, I am for hospitalized employees getting the vaccine. I'm not for people losing their jobs. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I get breaking news. I get this big, exciting breaking news. It's never thought it would be a headline or breaking news I would have to break, right, in my radio career of 11 years. But I am very happy to announce that the CDC has allowed those of us that have been fully vaccinated to take off our mask. If we are going to play frisbee or fly a kite or hike or do outdoor activities, if, again, we're fully vaccinated, and as long as it's not going to be in a big crowd setting. So that's breaking news. Is that exciting? It's been 16 months COVID. We've been waiting for the government to do what birds and crickets and locusts have been, you know, sitting there watching us, right, in the trees going, what the heck are these people doing? What's on their faces? And now we finally get to, you know, have a mask on. You know, this is interesting. So I walk my dog, and I'm walking the dog, and I know most of our neighbors, but it's a pretty big development. And every now and then a big, huge dog comes up. And I stopped wearing my mask outdoors. I know, don't arrest me. Because, one, nobody in my neighborhood was wearing a mask, so I didn't want to be the only one. You know, I didn't want to feel stupid. And I was vaccinated. But before, the main reason why I didn't wear a mask, this didn't have to do with my not being able to breathe or, you know, my not being able to find a mask. It was a random dog would run up to my dog. And I wanted to use certain facial expressions, like I'm friendly or get the heck out. And dogs look at your mouth. Dogs look at your teeth. And I don't know if this dog wanted to eat my dog or just wanted to sniff her tushy, because that's what dogs do, like sniff her tushy. Sometimes they'll also like, okay, here's my tushy. And everybody sniffs her tushy, and I was like, okay, I have to stand around for this. I'd like to get back, to hurry up. But I don't want to scare a dog that I don't know because my face is covered. And, you know, with my eyes, especially if my makeup's running or something's wrong, I don't want to scare the dog. And so I noticed I would either forget I had a mask or pull it down so I could at least smile, or I could, you know, put my hand out and try to do some of the techniques I do to let the dog know that I'm a friendly, because some of these dogs could get set off, and they're all bigger than Uzi. It was just kind of a little dog, a little Bichon Frise. So I stopped wearing the mask when I would walk the dogs. Again, nobody else would, and dogs need to read your face. So, you know, my vote for this from the CDC, where as long as you're not in crowds and you're fully vaccinated, I support. Do I think you're 100% safe being outdoors? No. There's viruses all over the place. There's wind that could blow it towards you. We have to be able to live. We have to be able to breathe air unobstructed. You know, how many of your guys' masks have mold on it? Have any of you had a lab look at your mask? Any medical students out there that need a research project, grab one of your old masks and swab it. Most of these masks have moisture, and the moisture will allow not only viruses and pathogens to get through. We're talking not an N95 respirator, those I'm really excited about, but a bunch of the other ones that we're wearing, right? These, swab it for mold, and then see what it grows on a petri dish, and then when it's all up in your face, see what you're exposed to. I think that'd be a fantastic project. What is on our masks? Somebody needs to study it. Personally, if you could get some fresh air, get it. I mean, you know, so I'm very excited about that. So CDC published as of today for fully vaccinated people that, let me get their exact wording, participate in outdoor activities and recreation without a mask, except in certain crowded settings and venues. You can resume domestic travel and refrain from testing before or after travel, or self-quarantine after travel. So it looks like you don't have to, for domestic, get another COVID test. If you, I'm under the impression that if you do fly international, you are going to need another COVID test. We are still, as vaccinated people, allowed to visit unvaccinated people from a single household who are at low risk for developing COVID disease. Talk about young kids. Even though, unfortunately, we had another kid die, I think this time in Minnesota. And we can visit other fully vaccinated people indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing. So if there's a graduation party and everybody's vaccinated, yay. All right, you guys could know. How does everybody show proof? So the CDC gave these guidelines, and I know this has been a very, very frustrating and highly debatable topic. And I want to, though, just caution some people out there. Somebody trained, I guess, society to label you. if you have an attitude towards something. And so originally when this COVID pandemic started, those who didn't want to wear a mask were labeled right-wing Republicans. Even though a lot of my Democratic and liberal friends didn't really want to wear a mask, right? Those who wanted masks out in public were labeled left-wing liberals, even though a lot of my conservative friends wanted to wear masks. Same thing with vaccines. If you're pro-vaccine, you're a Democrat. If you are anti-vaccine, you're a Republican. No. Okay? It doesn't mix like that. It doesn't. And there are people on both sides of the aisle that are hesitant with the vaccine and not, you know, and I talked about this just a little while ago where, you know, it kind of is our fault. We're commercial after commercial saying you can win the lottery. You could look this beautiful. You know, it'll happen to you. You'll be successful. You'll get the job of a lifetime. You know, you could get deadly COVID. Even though the percentage is low, it could happen to you. So meanwhile, we have all these vaccine side effects and they say, no, no, it won't happen to you. You just told us that bad COVID could happen to us, or we could win the lottery to buy the megabucks. I mean, society is pushing us into saying that, you know, believing that it could be us, we could be the winner. So you have people kind of nervous about, but you just said if I could be the one, then I could be the one that gets the blood clot. It's rare, but people get nervous that they could be the one, especially since they're buying lotto tickets every week. So I'm noticing when we discuss and we start to kind of talk about how we need to loosen the rules, you start to see people online label. And you start to see these rifts. And you see this, and it's maybe it's because people want to double down. They don't want to look like they reversed their course. They were so public on social media that they don't want to look like, you know, they were wrong. I've heard people say, if the CDC does that, it's going to make us all look stupid. No, it doesn't make you all look stupid. Other things we do will make us look stupid, but your stance on a mask is your own personal stance. You want to wear it, you can wear it. You can wear a mask to bed. You can have sex and have a mask on. We don't care. But when it comes to forcing the public and actually arresting somebody paddleboarding for not social distancing and lockdowns and stuff, you're going to have people that are going to want the whys answered. Well, why? Why? If N95 respirators are what the doctors wear, why aren't everybody else getting N95 respirators? Well, you know, why do we have to use these things and we're still seeing cases go up? Oh, Dahlia, you're anti-mask. No, I'm not anti-mask. I've worn a mask my whole career. I'm not anti-mask. But I'm allowed to call it as I see it. Some of these things are wet, possibly moldy. And I don't think if you're going on a hike outdoors at Red Rock Canyon, you need to wear one of these. If you're by yourself or with a family member. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.